Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. This is the What Drives You podcast, where we focus on your drive. Your drive is working in some areas of your life, producing great success, yet in other areas, maybe not so much. Let's get clarity on what you value, what motives are helping and hurting you, and get you fully into alignment so you're driving further and faster and enjoying the ride. Embrace kindness as the new and evolved narcissism. For some reason unknown to me, narcissism is the new label. It seems like it's slapped on anyone we feel is being selfish. And yes, I've had it attributed to me as well. And I feel it towards others as well. In an article from the Center for Neurocognitive Excellence, they give a simple definition of narcissism. And they say it would be an over preoccupation with ourselves or being overly desirous of the praise or admonition of others to the extent that it negatively impacts our relationships. Well, I've not met anyone who doesn't display these tendencies from time to time, but if we really want the praise or admiration of others, but want to also positively impact ourselves more and them, we would choose kindness. It proves to be really the ultimate weapon or tool, however you want to look at it, tactic, strategy. So drive with me a moment to explain how you can serve yourself best, from getting praise to making more money to finding more romance, by being kind. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely. Embrace kindness as the new and evolved narcissism. Let me continue from the article I sourced a moment ago from the Center for Neurocognitive Excellence. In her Business Insider article entitled, "I'm a Professor of Human Behavior and I Have Some News for You About the Narcissist," quote, in your life, Melody Wildman, LCSW, shares the following. Psychologically speaking, narcissism is a personality trait that every person possesses to some degree. Like any characteristic, it exists on a spectrum. We all fall somewhere along the narcissism continuum. Wildman goes on to share that some level of preoccupation with self can be healthy, like when we look in the mirror in the morning before heading out of the house or put ourselves first in a relationship that has pushed our boundaries too many times. Still, we all tend to cross the line to an extent where our focus on ourselves results in hurting ourselves and others. All right. The point here, we are all needy and desiring. We want and desire attention and affirmation and accolades from others. If we didn't, we'd be mentally ill. Many, if not most, I believe, the people who become literally mentally ill do so from a lack of connection with others, which narcissism is not helping. If you really want to be the most selfish and get the most gain for yourself, what I've found and am about to try to make a case for is your greatest tactic is kindness, being kind to others. It gets you praise and admiration from others, but not at their expense, but rather to their benefit, actually. Here's some examples that are interesting of people who put this to test in business. Back in 2016, I had a lady on my show, Dina Dwyer Owens. She wrote a book called Values, Inc. And her company, it was a different name at the time. Today it's the Dwyer Group, or maybe it's the opposite. It was the Dwyer Group. Now it's something different. But they care for or consolidate service franchises and serve them. Every day, the company recites their values. They have a meeting. They recite the daily values. And in essence, I'd boil it down to say, do the right thing, no matter what the cost. We're a business. We're a for-profit company, but do the right thing. Take care of people. Be kind. And as of when I had her on the show that year, the company made $1 billion. $1 billion. That's 2016. It seems like we hear about $1 billion a lot of times here recently in multi-billion dollars, but that's a lot of money. They were doing the right thing and it paid off. That's what the book was about. Do the right thing and it pays you well. It's in your self-interest. 2017, I had Shanti Feldhahn on the show. She wrote a book called The Kindness Challenge, 30 Days to Improve Any Relationship. And the key here, though, kindness, we think about it as this, or I have, and I think most people do, this altruistic thing, this thing you do because you do the right thing. You're a kind, righteous soul, and you're going to do the right thing and be kind to other people. She said the biggest benefit, and this is through her research, okay? This wasn't just an opinion. Through their research, they found the biggest benefit to being kind is for you. It's what it does to you. So if you go about your day being kind to people who do not reciprocate, they do not return the kindness, which is what we tend to think about. Oh, I'm kind to others, so they're kind to me. She says, no, you just be kind. Because the biggest benefit is what it does inside of you, the programming that it does inside of you. Let's jump to 2021. I had Monty Moran on the show. Monty is the former co-CEO of Chipotle. Helped take them from, I don't know, 8 stores or something to being worth billions of dollars. As of right now, this reporting, Chipotle is said to be worth $79.67 billion. Well, Monty was there for that growth. What did he do? Well, he wrote a book about it. You can go listen to my show with him, or you can read his book. It's called Love is Free, Guac is Extra. Brilliant title. Love that. Monty is a fellow Coloradoan. And I've had the chance to spend a day with him, actually. And such an interesting guy. This guy met with something like 10,000 of the Chipotle employees. He met with them. Why? He wanted to know, what is it that they want? What are they about personally? And then he tried to connect that to their work at Chipotle and how that job could help them achieve their personal goals. Well, it worked really well. That's what the book's about. That's what the legacy of Chipotle is about. Now, real recently, in the past couple months, I had Kristen Hadid on the show. She started a company called Student Made while she was in school. She built up this company, cleaning dorms and apartments and whatnot, and had a really bad negative response from a lot of the employees, and she realized, I got to connect with them, and that's what she did. That's why I had her on the show. And she connected with her employees. She was incredibly kind to them. She says, I'm going to go forward and be kind and care about these people. They're not just tools to get all these places clean. I'm going to connect with them personally. And the results were gigantic. She sold the business. The rest is a fairy tale story. Now, just recently, I think as of the week that this comes out, this recording, I had James Ree, or we published the show with James Ree, R-H-E-E. His book is called Red Helicopter. He is this guy who came in. It's such a great story. I hope you listen to the show. And he came in to the company Ashley Stewart. Now, I'm not going to go through that story. We covered it in my show with him. He's one of the least likely places to come into a company, Ashley Stewart, this nationwide department store that served a clientele that was nothing like him at all. And he went in and said, how can I serve this company that's just about bankrupt and done? And he felt obligated to because he had been part of some venture capital that had been involved with Ashley Stewart. And he felt a need to, a kindness to. So he went in and through kindness and through goodwill and through connecting with the employees and realizing, man, people come here. The people who work, the employees come there because it's a place they feel like they belong. And they make the demographic, the clients who come in or the customers feel like they belong. That was the heart of it. He said, let's leverage that. This is a place for people who want to belong. And he understood it because he grew up in a minority family with a mother specifically who struggled with her own belonging in this country. And he took that goodwill, that kindness, and knocked it out of the park, turned the company around. Such an incredible story. And I love it because we like to look at money as a measurement of success. These people made huge money by doing kindness. And we don't think to equate that with business. You know, on another tangent, Dan Allender, one of the famed marriage coaches of our time, counselors, was asked sometime, and you know what? I swear I saw this. I'm going to use it. I couldn't find it. I wanted to find the exact quote, but somewhere, somebody asked him to sum up all his marriage counseling. If he had to just sum up all the marriage therapy and counseling and guidance, how would he do it? And he said, just be nicer. Just be nicer. Oh, and that hit me. How many times have I felt a reason to react to somebody, my spouse, my family members, those I love, who weren't being nice, and I responded back in a not nice way? It doesn't help any of us. Now, nice, just to point it out, is only in regards to what feels nice to the other person. Most people know the Five Love Languages book by Gary Chapman, somebody who I've not had on the show. And it showcases that people feel love in a different way. We may feel love this way and we express it this way, but somebody else may not. Same thing with kindness. So to be kind to somebody else, we've got to press in. We've got to invest. We've got to know how they receive kindness. And to do that means we are connecting with them. Even if we do this knowing it's a good benefit, that's okay. Anthony DeMello, one of my favorite, again, spiritual guides and philosophers, he states that selflessness is a myth. We receive a benefit from everything we do. Even if we do something for somebody else, sacrificially, altruistically, we get a great benefit from it. And Mother Teresa was shown to have a smile on her face and great joy and fulfillment by serving the neediest of all people on planet Earth. Even as she wept and it broke her heart, that's what fulfilled her. She did it because that's what fulfilled her. Kindness fulfills us. We do reap what we sow. We do get back what we put out. It's a cause and effect. And it just feels good and it pays off. It makes me feel better. It makes you feel better. It makes us all feel better and it pays off. Kindness. And if we want to serve ourselves, if we want the admiration and praise from others, like the narcissist supposedly does, we're better to do it not at their expense, but at their benefit by being kind. And I say this, I am preaching to myself just as much as I'm sharing this glorious message with you. My friends, thanks for driving with me today. I trust that this message helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin, airdoctorpro.com, promo code Kevin. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride.